Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Heyo, Corey Blaze here. Before we start the world's most entertaining show, let me tell you about the world's greatest electronic cigarette and e-liquid, Halo Cigs. They're not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. Halo Cigs understands what it's like to transition from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. That's why they've asked me to encourage you to make the switch. Or if you know someone who smokes, you know how harmful secondhand smoke can be. The electronic cigarettes at Halo Cigs is not only better for the everyday smoker, it's better for those around. The American-made e-liquids are odorless and tobacco-free, so give it a try. I did. I made the switch. Get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Are you?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, everybody, it's another Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yo, yo.
We are back after a week. So, Philippius?
Yes.
Would you like to apologize to everybody for last week?
I am sorry, everybody, but I came up with some kind of sickness.
You dieted it.
Halfway, yeah. I was like...
He was puking. Down with the sickness.
Yeah.
Are you down with the sickness? Down. Yeah. I did that and all my jaws shook. All of them. I mean,
more
every,
than just your jaws.
Like my jaws,
your chins,
my chin,
your cheeks.
My mam tees.
You got four cheeks? Six cheeks?
Seven.
Seven.
One came in just this morning.
And you're sitting on four of them.
Yeah, you should see. So, Philippius, it's your fault that we weren't here last week.
Yes, I apologize. And we'll make up today.
We are a fight ticky group here, ladies and gentlemen. So when one of us goes down, I mean, it really is a titanic event.
It is.
Orly has not himself personally taken the show off the air, but his wife has.
Yeah.
I have personally taken the show off the air by dying.
True. Yes.
I have did it at least 8 times.
But you have risen from the dead.
I have risen from the dead. My middle name is Lazarus.
How many people had to pick you up to rise you back up?
I'm so fat, even God can't lift my spirits. I'm so fat, every time I turn around, it's my birthday. I'm so fat, my belt size is equator. All right, sorry about that. Orly is very happy that you are alive and well because we missed you. Orly missed you.
I missed you. I missed both you guys.
Yeah. What was sad is what I saw on the security camera footage of this little cave that we're in.
Yeah.
Nobody gave the word to Orly. He showed up and was just sitting here by himself. He didn't turn on the board. He didn't turn on the lights. It was just him and the emergency backup lights. And Orly sitting there glowing, just saying, hello. Hello. Hello.
And a few blind mice.
Are we going to start the show? Hello. So he just, you know, turned on his Facebook Live and he had 25 listeners. All right. So we're glad you're back. We're glad you're doing well.
Thank you.
And the rules are fever, puking. What was the other one?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea cancels the show. Fever, puking, diarrhea.
But if you have all three, we get the show. We keep the show going.
Yeah. We have all three. You take one of the Ustream cameras into your bathroom and we take a show. Real quick, because we have a very special guest that's lined up to join us today, so we've got to be timely, like we've never been timely before.
All right.
But I want to bring up one thing.
Okay.
When we were in high school, have you ever given a hickey? Or this is before you got married, so your wife can't hold this over you. Have you ever given a girl a hickey?
I haven't. Yes. I think they're ugly.
Really?
Yeah.
Lip, I know you have. You have hickey teeth.
Yeah, I've given hickeys. I've had hickeys. So yes,
you've had hickeys?
Given and receiveth.
He's you giveth and you receiveth.
Yeah, well,
receiveth.
I don't know if it counts, but
my
genitals, you know.
Oh no, that's not a hickey.
That's they a were sticky. Blue. That's they a were, sticky.
Oh, never mind.
They were blue. That's not a sticky. That's a sticky. All right. So Lip was going around and sticking his genitals in vacuums when he was in high school. Hickeys are now. Hickeys killed a girl.
I heard.
Did you see that
is
story?
Is it a girl or a guy?
I think it was a girl.
The
I'm
guy,
not sure.
No, the
it was
girl
a dude?
Killed the guy.
The girl killed the guy?
Yeah.
Well, that's a turn of events. I should have read the story.
She might have been a vampire.
Are they going to charge her?
I don't know, but I shared this up on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/FatGuyRadioShow. And basically, our friends, our ex-friends over at Fox 10.
Ex-friends?
Yeah, because they're not friends with our friends, our true friends at ABC 15.
Yeah, we're ABC 15ers.
We are ABC 15ers, because when you say that you're part of Fox, anything Fox, immediately everybody just deems you as a racist.
Oh, yeah,
right. You're a racist if you support Fox, or you are a socialist if you support CNN and NN.
I don't like people to call me racist unless they listen to the show, and then...
Yeah, if you listen to the show, you can call me anything you want.
Because then they know I truly am.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You'll see tonight if you're listening tonight for the
You
time.
Absolutely will. And that Confederate flag did fall off the side of your motorcycle when you pulled up on it.
Is my swasti showing? My swasti tat?
Your swasti tat. But apparently it was a girl that gave a hickey to a dude and a blood clot formed and a hematoma and just went down to his heart, killed him. He deaded it.
Wow. How old was the guy?
It had to be young. It was high schoolers, wasn't it?
I think so.
Orly, do you have the story up there? I should have the story, and I don't have the story. But it killed him, and he deaded it. And I saw this up on Facebook. I'm like, what the heck?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I don't know the guy personally, but
yeah, he gone.
Probably thought he was cool, just laying back. I'm
yeah,
like, oh,
he's like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, this is a good time right here. Yeah, girl, get that neck.
He had a stroke.
Get that neck.
17 years old.
Oh. Just way too young to go.
Stroked out over hickey.
I think we should change the rule from don't do the dirty until you turn 30 to don't
whoa,
give
whoa,
a...
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, break.
A twist.
There's a twist.
A 17-year-old boy died after a stroke caused by a hickey on his neck. And then let me go down here a little bit where it says, paramedics were not able to save him. According to The Sun, the boy's 24-year-old girlfriend has not been seen since his death.
Oh.
24, and he was 17.
So he was 17 years old with a 24-year-old?
Yep, and they haven't seen her since. Unless this, I don't know how updated this is.
Okay, but. So hold on. He was 17, she was 24.
Yeah.
That's a way to go.
Your whole life, there's always been that one creepy, weird person somewhere in your life. Even now, at your job, there is a freak. There's a weird guy at every job that makes you concernicus every time he's around. I can describe the guy. I can tell you right now. I can list all the features of this guy. First of all, he's not a fat guy. He's not fat. You would never say he's fat, but he is shapes. He's like an amoeba. He's always a different consistency. He's like a lava lamp type of individual. He walks around very slow. He's got that perfect orb front ass right here. What is that? It's perfect. And nobody talks to that guy. If you're in the break room with a couple of your friends, right, you see him come morphing in out of your periphery. Second he comes in, you're like, hey, you guys want to get the guy out of the break room? What do you guys want to do? Let's go up on the roof and break dance. Let's go behind the vending machine. Can somebody pull the vending machine up so I can go behind here? Move the machine, please. Please. Any job I've ever had in my life, I talk to that guy. I would talk to him. I'd find him on purpose. And I would have little chit-chats with him. And I would be very interested. I'd be like, by the way, here's a Snickers. That's for you. Peanuts, caramel. Put that in your mouth. Enjoy that. You know why I talk to that guy? Because when that day finally comes where he snaps and he comes into work with a sawed-off shotgun, walking through the halls, and he finally gets to my office, he's going to be like, thanks for the candy.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly, counting down the hours until the buffet opens. Here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show, heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes and our official Fat Guy Radio Show app available in the iTunes store. And of course, always on fatguyradioshow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That is Orly over there.
Hey, what's up?
And our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes, sir.
Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show on the Twitter. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And ladies and gentlemen, the show is brought to you today by Target. September is Baby Safety Month. And what better way to celebrate than with a good deal through September 10th. September 10th. I know a lot of people, these shows, podcasts, and internet radio shows have a long tail, but this particular special is only available through September 10th, next week, exclusively at fatguyradioshow.com/target. We're offering buy one, get one 50% off on Just One You by Carter's. For older kids, Target is offering up to 35% off on Halloween costumes, and you can still enjoy up to 20% off school supplies and 30% off all furniture, bedding, and home decor. For these savings and more, shop like me and the rest of the guys. Shop Target through fatguyradioshow.com/Target, and we thank you in advance.
Yes. Thank you.
I love me some Target. I bought something really stupid, and I didn't bring it into the studio. Maybe one of these breaks I'll have to run out and get it to you. So, and my friend Shayla is texting the heck out of me right now, not respecting what I do for a living. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've hinted at it all over social media, and it has come to that time where we are going to, Philippius, are we all ready over yonder?
Yes, we are.
All right. We're going to make an old dial out here, ladies and gentlemen, to our guest of the night, and hopefully everything will go as planned. You know, when we're always dealing on the Stitcher radio hotline. Much anticipation when it comes to our next guest. All right, ladies and gentlemen, after being off the air for a few years, TLC, the Learning Channel, brings back Toddlers and Tiaras, which airs on Wednesday nights. And joining us on the Stitcher Radio hotline, one of the mothers from the current season of Toddlers and Tiaras, mother to pageant participant Celise, please welcome Kim to the show. Kim, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
We are absolutely great. Thank you so much for joining us today on Fat Guy Radio Show. This is definitely a treat for us. And I'm just going to get this out of the way now. Your daughter, Celise, is the cutest daughter on the show.
Thank you. She's actually here with me, and she's dying to say something. She's saying she wants to talk to the people.
Oh, she wants to talk. Oh, we'll put her on the phone. We will go ahead and get Celise right on the phone.
Okay, hold on one second. Here.
Hi.
Hi, Celise.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
And can you tell us how old you are?
Yes, I'm 3.
You're 3 years old?
Yeah.
And what?
I'm 3.
And what's your favorite?
And I love the pet.
And what's your?
And I play big crayons.
Okay. And what's your favorite color, Celise?
Pink and purple and red too.
Do you like blue and yellow?
No, I like purple and red.
Purple and red. And I hear that you are in beauty pageants.
I love pageants.
You do love pageants, and you love mommy and daddy too, don't you?
Yeah.
And your brothers and sisters?
I like to dance.
You do like to dance?
I love my brother and sister.
What's your favorite music to dance to?
Shut Up and Dry.
That's one of my favorite songs too. I dance to that song. It's one of my favorite songs too. And one of my favorite colors is purple.
Oh, she gave me back.
Oh, I guess she was done
with us.
She's done with us. She's like, all right.
She was like, okay. She said she wants to go eat pizza now.
Oh, yeah. I do, too. Well, Kim, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, you know, the Learning Channel, Toddlers and Tiaras, is an immensely popular show. And so we are really excited to have you on. If you wouldn't mind, just give us a brief overview on what the process was like becoming a part of TLC Season 7, Toddlers and Tiaras.
Okay, this season is kind of a little bit different as they showed in the first couple of episodes because they're focusing not just on specific kids this time. Every episode, it used to be different kids.
Mm-hmm.
This time, it's kind of about our teams and our coaches. And so initially, when I had applied, our coach, Jamie, the opportunity was kind of through her. So we did some Skype interviews, and they went through and interviewed dozens of kids. And Sleeth was one of the ones who was chosen. So they started contacting us, and then they came here to film, and then we went to the Vegas to film, a couple of local places here in Phoenix, and I don't know, everything really happened really fast. It wasn't ever anything that I was like seeking out to do, but the opportunity presented itself, and it's been really fun.
Sure. I mean, that sounds like a whirlwind of a process and things on reality TV. We've been known, we've had several people that have participated in reality TV shows on the show, and they all say the same thing. They all say everything moves very, very fast. Now, you mentioned that this isn't something that you sought out to do, but now that you've gotten involved in it, what's your take so far? We know the season is only two episodes in, but how did you feel going through that entire process once you got involved?
It was stressful because before this, we never traveled out of state for pageants. And so this was an entirely different world for us. The pageant that they sent us to in Louisiana, it was in the South, and they just do things so much different there. Everything's really over the top as far as the stage setup. They have lights shining in the kids' faces and loud music and extravagant prizes, and it was just really crazy and over the top. So it was a little bit of a culture shock for us when we first got there.
Sure.
It was for me, so I can only imagine for Celeste. If everyone watched last night, she kind of got onto the stage and she got confused and ran straight off.
Oh.
And then she came back on and kind of did her thing. But it just took her a minute, you know, because it was not what we're used to. We're used to being here in Phoenix and at local pageants. A lot of the same participants usually go to each pageant. And so she was looking out. She didn't see her friends that she usually sees or, you know, me, or I'd be surprised if she could even see the judges because the lights that were in her face were
crazy. Hey, Kim, this is Orly. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
No, I was going to say, so for instance, I know you mentioned that it was like a big shock for you guys to go. I noticed on one of the parts, I think it was last night, you mentioned you didn't have the music and they were kind of like, hey, you don't have music. Where's your CD? None of the pageants do this. Is it all?
Yeah, well, it's just different there. So, okay, how it works is when you get OOC is outfit of choice. So every pageant that you go to, you're going to do beauty first. And then after beauty, there's going to be a theme. So sometimes it's swimwear or sometimes it's OOC. And that's supposed to be like the wow factor.
Sure.
That makes you stand apart from everyone else. So a lot of times moms will have custom outfits made and custom music that goes with the outfit and the routine. And they'll go ahead and use that the entire season. But sometimes if it's a themed pageant, like this one was jungle wear. And so I wasn't really crazy about that. I didn't want to invest in an outfit because I didn't plan on using it again after that.
Sure.
So I rented an outfit and it was supposed to have came with music. And when I got the package, I noticed the CD wasn't in there. So I just thought, okay, well, I'll go ahead and just have them play, I don't know, some kind of a jungle themed song there because that's what the theme was. at the pageant here, the directors usually have like a list of music that you can pick from if you don't have your own. So it's not something that's always required, but a lot of moms do it. There, I guess that system, they don't do it like that. You have to have something. So I ended up just getting my cell phone out really quick. Or I think another mom actually had her cell phone like more readily available and was like, here, just YouTube something. So that's what we did.
I feel they blame, like, seem like they're blaming you. Like, the mom should be, like, I think it was your coach. Like, the mom should be ready. They need to have. And to me, I thought, if I'm paying a coach, like, let's say I'm assigning my kid up for baseball. And let's say I know nothing about baseball.
Right.
I'm expecting the person I'm paying to help my child out and help them be ready for it. And they're making it sound like the moms need to have, you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know. I felt like they were blaming you.
I got a lot of that too. And I know a lot of people so far weren't very crazy about me because I did come across, I think, as very unprepared and scatterbrained. The weeks leading up to filming, our house was being painted and there was construction being done in it. So I think people were under the impression that I never practice with my daughters, which is not true. I practice with them regularly. I just didn't have the house space to do it that particular week. So that kind of put us a little bit behind. And then the music on top of that was, you know, it was just like a kind of a domino effect. And I'm not blaming that solely on our coach, because certainly there's things that I could have done to maybe be a little better prepared, but I just had a lot on my plate that week. And this whole experience was fun. You know, we've really enjoyed the traveling and getting to know different people and checking out the different cities and the different pageant systems.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, it was very overwhelming and it was exhausting. We drove from Phoenix to Louisiana. So it was like a 17-hour car ride. And by the time I got there, I was just exhausted and overwhelmed. And, you know, I was looking to my coach for support or, you know, to help prepare me. And while I'm not putting all of the blame on her, I do feel like she kind of let me down in that aspect because, you know, we have done pageants here locally, but she's been doing them since she was two and she's a coach. So she should know those things. That I didn't.
Right. And you know what? It sounds like there it's clear that there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that maybe the cameras really don't show. But kind of switching gears here, Kim, if I can. This show that you're on, I mean, there is no secret that this show has not had its share of controversy. And I mean, we're going.
Oh, not at all.
We're going all the way back even to the Honey Boo Boo phase where they,
right.
Honey Boo Boo was birthed out of this show. And the controversy has been, you know, the way that they are portrayed, the way that the girls are seen treated, the way that the kids are seen treated, the stage mom syndrome, you know what I mean? And I'll say it, you know, it's a comedy talk show. And you are one of the better looking moms on this season. Because there are some hags that come out there and I'm just like, they are definitely living vicariously through their daughter. But I digress. When it comes to like people's comments on how the girls are treated, what some things are going on to get the girls prepared, the makeup, the spray tans, and then the moms, how are they're, you know, how they say some moms are just overtly involved and really, really pushy and very, very picky. You clearly understand that. How do you combat some of the naysayers when it comes to, you know, not just the show, but just young children in this competitive environment as pageants?
Well, I don't know, a pageant, well, first to address the makeup and everything, because I know that's a huge controversy surrounding this. The way that I'm looking at it is, you know, it's any sport that somebody is going to participate in, whether it's football, baseball, dance, cheerleading, whatever, there's going to be a uniform and an attire required. So, you know, you have the helmets or whatever safety gear that you need. And pageants, makeup is part of that. Tanning is part of that. Teeth is part of that. None of those things you absolutely have to do, because I usually don't tan my girls. I think that I only did tanning once. Mm-hmm. My oldest daughter, who started to lose her teeth, I get a flipper for her, which is the fake teeth.
Yeah.
But with my little one, I don't get it for because she doesn't really need it. Mm-hmm. It helps make their smile bigger. But any mom can say, no, I don't want to do that. And this past weekend, we went to a pageant. My daughter didn't have her flipper with her. The judges aren't going to take points off of that because that's a normal thing for kids to be losing their teeth. So I just kind of look at it as like all of those things are a part of a uniform and they help get your score higher, but you don't have to do it. None of us are being forced to do this. And I personally don't force my kids to do it. I mentioned I have two girls, so they both compete. My oldest, Serena, was kind of not into it for a while, so I took her out. And her sister was really enjoying it, so she was one who was cast for toddlers. But as far as everybody else goes, you know, I just try to really, I don't know, everybody's going to have an opinion. And, sure. You know, I'm not, my kids are happy, healthy. It's a sport that they're participating in. It's something that they enjoy and they want to do. So I'm not going to ever force them to do it. If they want to stop, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to sign up for something and then just let them quit. So if they commit to something, they need to follow through and finish it. And then after that, they don't have to do it anymore.
And I know that and our time with you is limited. And I thank you so much for just speaking to us about this. I have one final question orally. When it really kind of boils down to this show, and I'm going to be completely honest with you, Kim, this isn't a show that has made it into my DVR personally. And the reason why is because I was kind of part of some of those naysayers. And what I did is when I was prepping to have you on the show and I was looking at it and I started to take myself out of the fact that I'm passing judgment on these moms based off of what I saw on TV. And it is impossible for anyone to pass judgment on your mothering or parenting experience based off of 47 minutes a week. And on top of that, knowing that how reality TV is edited and manipulated, it is completely unfair for anyone to say, hey, Kim or any of the other mothers aren't a good mom, because you can't make that determination off of 47 minutes a week. And that's kind of like where I take it out, because you can't gauge that. So after I took a step back, it just became a form of entertainment. It's just like anything. And it's just like anything, like when kids play Little League football or kids play Little League baseball. You know, yeah, there are some parents that come across a little overzealous, but we're talking, again, 47 minutes a week. You can't have a full-fledged understanding on what type of parent that is. Would you agree with that statement that the show has only given us so much? We really don't see who you really are as a parent.
Right. Well, and I totally agree with that, and especially because in the episode now, as opposed to just following the three participants that they previously had followed, now they're following teams and coaches. So, you know, that's a lot of filming that goes on in the week that we're with them. And then they have, you know, the 47 minutes or to an hour that they air it. And so they're sharing all of those stories in this crunched up piece of time. So it's impossible for them to, you know, get everything out there. So they have to edit it. And, you know, they're trying to make a storyline. So they do the best that they can to, you know, get everything that, I guess, important out there. But there is a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that people don't see. And I think that a lot of people can be really harsh and make judgments, which I think is unfair sometimes, because there is a lot going on behind the scenes that they're not seeing.
Sure.
But, you know, that's okay, because I know at the end of the day, I'm doing what, you know, my child enjoys to do, and I'm not, you know, abusing her by feeding her Red Bull or happy, healthy, well-adjusted, you know, so they can say or think what they want. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but, you know, yeah, I know, yeah. I'm a good mom, so.
Yeah, the Red Bull caused a bunch of controversy. I was reading comments, and people on the internet, they're rough. They're beating her up, but.
But there are people on the internet, yeah, too, and exactly. People on the internet are stupid.
Yeah, Kim, I have one last question for you. Is it, sure. Do you feel, if you feel like you're making friends with some of these moms, is it tough to feel like your friends and then watch the episodes and see them kind of bashing you when you're not around? Is that kind of tough, or is it kind of just, hey, whatever?
Yeah, well, that was part of the reason that I was looking into changing teams was because, unfortunately, there was some stuff that was going on, again, behind the scenes with some of these people, and I had trust that was broken with them because they would say things about not just one person, about numerous people. So then I would wonder what was being said about my kids or myself when we weren't around. And I am kind of passive aggressive. I'm not one. I don't want to be one of these moms in all of the drama, but so I try to stay out of it. But I think sometimes I maybe look like an easy target for some of them. And so recently I've been trying to stick up more for myself and stand my ground, because this can be a very cutthroat sport for some of the parents. They get very involved. And so I'm just not going to let them intimidate me or walk all over me. And so I was thinking that if I changed onto the other team, I would kind of have some room to step away from some of that and focus on what was important, which is my girls and practicing and getting them up to par, instead of being involved in all of the cattiness and the drama and the high school stuff.
Yeah, I wish we had that approach here in the studio, Kim, because we definitely be catty. Well, Kim, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy pageant schedule to talk with us. It sounds like you've got a really great head on your shoulders. Solis sounds happy, joyful, and bubbly, which is nothing more than what we expected. And I really do appreciate you just taking the time out to talk with us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us. She just came in and wants to talk to you again. Do you want to say goodbye? Okay, can she say goodbye?
She can't say goodbye.
They'll say bye, okay? Come here.
Bye.
Bye, Solis.
Bye.
She just smiled and ran away.
Well, Kim, thank you so much. We will be watching on TLC Wednesday nights for you and Solis. And best of luck in the rest of the season, okay?
Thanks so much, and thanks for having us.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there she goes. TLC's Toddlers and Tiaras, Wednesday nights. Check your local listings, or you can catch up on all the current and past episodes of Toddlers and Tiaras on TLC.com. And a special thank you to the Learning Channel at the end of the day. So
it's getting juicy.
It is.
I'm
really
sucked in. I'm gonna.
Are you in?
Yeah.
You're all in?
I'm all in.
All right, folks. Let's take a quick break. Right back, and we'll be back here on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. Hello from Halo. That's Halo Cigs, the premier electronic cigarette and Well, let's just wait until they have done having a conversation.
We have better things
going
on.
I'm over here reading the spot.
Oh, my bad. We didn't interrupt.
Hello from Halo. That's Halo Cigs, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company, providing seamless and easy ways to switch from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. And I, here in the studio, courtesy of Halo Cigs, has one of their latest releases and modules is the mini reactor. And I'm telling you, folks, there is a review coming up on After the Levels for my experience utilizing the mini reactor. If you want to check it out for yourself, get yourself over to fatguyradioshow.com and click on the Halo Cigs banner. Halo Cigs, PC Magazine calls them the top rated e-cig company for 2 years in a row. Halo Cigs, through the Halo Cigs banner on fatguyradioshow.com, and we thank them so much. And Crash in the studio is Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
The hell's going on?
Hey, little buddy.
You just snuck
in. Like he's a little special kid on. Yeah. Hey, little guy.
You just snuck in on the back door now.
I figured I'd come over to the studio and see what you find people was doing. And it seemed like I walked in on a... I'm going to leave that alone. What's going on? What was that all about?
Thank you for listening to the show and following us on Facebook.
Exactly.
And
we've been posting all day. We went live earlier.
Listen to it.
I did. I listened to last week's show where there was no show last week. So I was.
And you know whose fault that was? The Mexicans.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry.
Donald Trump. Sorry.
Let me get a little bit more specific. Flippiaskin.
Yeah, well, it was his fault. What happened? There's no show since he
did. He died. You know,
I died, man.
People is dying these days that ain't died before.
And you know, Lucifer died, right? Hey, can I get a little more of my?
And we for all we have a lot of new listeners today, okay, so yes, you better somebody explain who this guy
Let
is.
Let me explain who this is. Lil D is my little brother.
Yep.
He has basically got everything that I didn't get.
Yep.
I got the brains and the common sense and the money, and Little D got the looks and the dang thing.
Yep. You want to see it?
And that's about, please don't. That's about it. Lady K ain't even online. I don't even know where
and
to
he
go.
He sneaks
she
in
is.
From
she probably
time to time.
Off that boring ass interview y'all had.
You are such an ass.
I am.
You are such an ass.
That's why I'm
he
here.
Wasn't even paying attention. He was watching
I sure I wasn't. I was watching porn.
If you saw a picture of her, you probably change your thought.
I saw a picture. That's why it made me started watching porn. I like had those thoughts and I.
How are you?
That's what should we apologize now?
This is what he does.
Should we apologize now for anything
exactly
he may say?
No, we're not. But my little brother has no common sense whatsoever.
No filter.
And he comes in and he crashes my show, and all of his value is below his belt.
Yep.
That's all that he has. Lady K is there.
Yes, she is.
Hello, Lady K. And so that's who my little brother is. So he comes in and he pops in. I don't know how the hell his key card still works. And how he gets past the security dogs. We even have a credit report agency down there because I know every time he sees that, he runs.
I got like a negative three.
Yeah, but he still somehow gets in on that. But anyway, Orly.
Yes, sir.
I saw a movie we reviewed on the show. You saw a movie we reviewed on the show.
Yep.
Right? Which movie did you go see?
I saw Viral.
Viral. I don't remember that one. Did I pan it?
Yeah, it was like a kind of a zombie-ish type, like a swine flu going around.
Oh,
younger kids, kind of like high schoolers.
Oh, yeah. I panned that. That sounds stupid. Well, I went and saw Nerve.
Nerve.
And I sent Orly a video of me in the car. I went and saw it with a little fella, AJ. And I went and saw Nerve.
Was it any nudity?
No, there was. Yeah, there was. James Franco was shirtless. That was all the nudity I needed.
Oh, get out of here with that. I'm talking about, you know, a little
get out of here
bush.
With that. You are so Negro. You are so Negro.
That's what I do. Times three.
That's what I do.
So what did you think of Flu?
Allow
Flu?
Me to chime in on this one.
Viral. Did you watch it?
I watched it. That movie was actually great. I didn't think it was going to be
the one Orly
good. The
saw?
One he watched, Flu, yeah. Because
viral.
Viral.
Oh, yeah, it Flu, was
viral.
Viral. Same thing.
Something so, like that.
How it takes place is the guy. He was? Yeah. It was actually good because this is how it starts out. The guy's on this boat.
Yeah.
And he's like.
Can we adjust his level so he doesn't sound like he's in the room next door?
He's like maybe New Orleans or Florida. So he's going down. He was trying to show them like the people about the alligators pretty much. And all of a sudden, like a pack of mosquitoes.
Wolves?
No, it was mosquitoes.
Oh.
A pack of mosquitoes had came.
Zika
out of
virus.
Nowhere. Yes. And attacked him on his neck.
On his
all
neck.
All the while. And
wait a minute. The mosquitoes gave him a hickey? You know you can die from that.
You can. I know. Shanika from
was
third.
That the very beginning?
That was the beginning
I
of the
honestly didn't see that part. I thought it was joking.
I was watching another movie.
No. So that was the beginning of the movie. And so what happened was when he was trying to swing the mosquitoes away. Okay. Now, granted, he's the guy. He's like the tour guide. So he's trying to bat the mosquitoes away.
The Zika virus.
And he missed a step, fell into the water. Crocodile got him.
Mm.
The was people were scared.
Was he at Disneyland?
He was close
Disney
to
World.
It.
World.
They were cool.
Disney
so,
World, I'm
so
sorry.
So the people were scared. They were panicking because they didn't know how to operate the boat.
Ah. Is that what you saw, Orly?
I honestly didn't see that part.
You didn't see that
part? I must have like.
You saw a different movie,
what
dumbass.
What part did you see?
You're talking about the movie where like the dad's a teacher, the two sisters.
Oh, shoot. No. I don't think that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called Viral.
Hold on a minute.
And they would turn into
listen to me. Hold on.
Made
Orly.
That whole movie up.
How was it? Hold on a minute. This skinny mofo then came up in here, interrupted Orly, said, hold on, bro. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Stop. Wait a minute. I see this movie.
Put some feet in it.
Let me give you my analysis because I'm educated on the movie that you went and saw. And then this little skinny son of a bitch that opened up his damn mouth talking about a completely different movie. No wonder why Orly is glossed over there. He didn't talk them into a mother effing coma. It's the wrong damn movie, you skinny dumb son of a bitch.
He wouldn't have seen the movie like 5 years ago.
You talking about the Goonies.
Might have been what it was. My bad.
Talking about freaking Beetlejuice or something.
My bad. Might have been Outbreak, that little monkey that was running around spreading
shut
HIV.
Shut the hell up! That's one. Everybody always said, Corey, you always yelling at your brother to shut the hell up. That's one. Go ahead and finish counting. That's one. Orly, please give us the review of the movie you went and saw that clearly little D didn't go. You know what, Orly? We were stupid. We should have known that his little pole black ass didn't go see that movie. He can't get into movies with no WIC card, no EBT card, no food stamp.
They probably sold him the bootleg of Viral, and then he put it in with some other movie.
He saw a bootleg movie of Nerve, your movie, and The Jungle Book mashed up together with Shaquita's hair in the way because they couldn't lift the camera that high. You didn't see the damn movie.
I gotta go back to Ray Radio. That's the wrong
you
bootleg.
You didn't see the damn. You got swindled and hoodwinked, and you came in, and we was really engulfed in it. Orly, did you see it?
Yeah,
I was paying attention.
I thought I missed part of the movie. I thought I fell asleep or something.
Hey, you know it's music to my ears. That had me going. So shoot, I got something.
You just described a dream you had 3 weeks ago.
I honestly didn't know if it was a joke, if he was messing around, or what.
What the hell are you here for?
Crash the show.
You literally just crashed the show.
I have to make up for what happened at the beginning of the show. I'm here to take
you're such an ass.
I know y'all didn't like what happened at the beginning of the show.
This is what he does.
I'll admit it for everybody else out there. That first half of the show was boring.
Watch his levels lip because he keeps yelling in his damn microphone.
Boring.
Every time we have an interview, he says that.
So you can place littledfmagradioshow.com.
He says that about every interview.
He bashed the grandma.
I helped her around. I actually got her aroused with my little chip.
But I kicked your ass after that show when he was talking crap about grandma. But anyway, Orly. Nico, you ain't gonna move my show alone. What the hell is happening right now?
I gotta make up for my mistakes. Right. So I'm trying to help
Orly,
out.
What was the movie you went and saw?
Viral.
Thank you. And what was your take on it?
It was okay. I should have listened to you.
I told you.
I want to see the movie he saw.
I tried.
It was kind of a zombie-ish movie. Basically, people were getting bit, spit blood in their face.
I hate
it. It was carrying on to the next one.
That's how Lil D used to make out, spit blood in your face.
Now, would it be better if you could go watch the mosquitoes bite somebody's neck, they fall into the water, crocodile eat them, the people panic, they don't know how the hell to get out the swamp? Ain't that something better? Or you want to just go ahead and continue with the
Viral? No, it was an okay movie. It was okay. It was kind of the same zombie thing that happens in every movie, but overall, I probably wouldn't recommend paying for it.
No.
I wouldn't either.
Well, I will tell you this. Nerve with James Franco.
That's the game one. The game one, right?
Yeah.
The game.
Who's gay in it?
Game.
Who's the gay one?
It's not. No one's gay in it.
He just said the gay one.
He said game. Game.
Oh, G-A-M-E? Like the rapper?
No.
Not the rapper?
How you spell it. G-A-M. Game.
Oh.
Gam.
Gam. Gam. Growl, rest her soul.
Hey, speaking of her.
Shut up. That's two. The movie Nerve, Orly,
yeah,
is exactly what I wanted it to be.
Was it?
But I will say this. The ending, they kind of punted.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
They kind of punted the end, and I'm not going to give it away because you don't know what I'm talking
about. You talk about when they was lined up at the 30-yard kick.
Shut up.
And Green Bay was about to go for the kick, and he punted it over into the four. That's what you talk about, the punt, right?
I hate him so much.
I thought that's what you was talking about.
I hate you so much right now.
Wrong scenario?
You know what? You are back in the wheel.
Wrong scenario?
You in wrong movie. You talking about The Longest Yard.
Oh, you talking about the movie where the lady came out, and she was butt-naked in the shower. When she came out, she was... The water was, you said how the water was dripping from her nipples? Let me tell you about this scene, though.
I'm wondering if we're gaining listeners or losing.
Well, according to the Ustream statistics, we're gaining.
Let me tell you what happened.
No, listen, shut up. Let me get the new movie out.
The snake has slipped out of my pants, okay?
All right, Lip.
It was a bull constrictor.
You know that rule
snail.
That's not supposed to happen?
Yep.
If what? I give you the signal, you do it.
You know what to do.
You know what
to
do.
We turned off Corey.
It was Nerve was
the somebody's acting.
The movie.
Use your words, Corey.
He's on crack. You're on crack.
They should have let me through the door. I'm about to crash this damn show.
The movie punted at the end. I didn't think the it went really typical. The movie itself was a concept, Orly, and I said this during the review. The concept was original, and it was, you know, almost believable, and that
like
it did deliver on in the movie. It did deliver that probability because of social media being what it is today.
Yeah.
So I was excited about it, and I was it was worth it. Here's the thing: when me and little fella went to the movie theater, you know, my I do one or two gags at the window. One or two gags at the window.
It's supposed to be the other way around. Shut up. I was supposed to do one or two gag on your window.
I either walk up to the window, and you know they're behind that little microphone thing.
Yeah.
I either walk up to it and say, "Yes, I would like two tickets for." And then just keep mouthing the words to make them think that their headphone is cutting in and out. Or I walk up to them and say, yes, two senior citizen tickets, please, for blah, blah, blah showing. This time I did the senior citizens. Me and little fella saved $2 per ticket going in there because the guy charged us the senior citizens. Really? Little fella's 16 years old and we got a senior citizen ticket.
I think they're scared. Same thing with like when we go to dinner somewhere, like it's like two and under or three and under. So usually it's like three and under is free. And my son's three.
Where
so
you go?
I'm
right.
A lot of places. So then I'm like, I always tell my wife, I don't think they'll ever question somebody really. Like, you know what I mean? How? I mean, well, you can't prove it.
Well, they can't card your kid.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't card. Excuse me. Do you have ID in your Crayola box?
What they do is if they think they're older, they'll usually go, two adults and a child? And that's when you go, no, he's
bitch.
Only this age or whatever.
No, bitch, he's
four. Well, he's
four.
A child, right?
Yeah.
A child is under what?
But that's what them trying.
A lot of them are three and under. Some are doing like two and under now, and I'm like, 2 year old.
What they consider over 5 years old?
Oh, five's
a... A child is a child.
Can you watch your microphone?
Five's an adult.
It got that gangsterly. Look at it.
Jesus Christ almighty.
My Bill, what the hell's going on? Look at that.
All right.
Lil D high? Lil D lip.
Lil D, you are really crashing the show.
Hey, how do you,
That's better.
That's better. That's
much
perfect.
Better.
Why don't we just shut that microphone off? All right, so
how do you make it tight?
You push it on the you push it.
Snap that! You gotta get that. Here we go. Is like this?
Lady K wants to try the hickey thing with me. Ooh. Yeah, there you go.
I got something she can try hickey on. But I
kill you.
So when they so you think they're afraid of asking you, like, is your child a certain age or isn't your child a certain age?
Yeah, I think they're scared to ask. I think because some I don't think they'll offend you. It's not like an old person was gonna be like, oh, you a senior? Like, you wouldn't do that to somebody.
Right.
But I think with a kid, they're not gonna be like, if I'm like, oh, he's only two, I don't think they're gonna be like,
I mean, how much?
Sure, he's not three. You know what I mean? They're not going to do that to you.
I mean, how much of a price difference can it possibly be?
Most restaurants, some free. Like buffet, like we went to Sweet Tomato, I think for kids, like $5.99, $4.99.
They can eat for free. Is that what they do? Mostly?
Yeah. Kids under a certain age.
Yeah, under a certain age, you're free still. Oh. And then once they're like 3 years old, it's like
$5.99. Yeah, versus
$5.99.
And they don't even finish the damn food. They play with the macaroni.
or you get, we went to a pizza place real quick the other day, you can eat pizza place, and the idiot goes, oh, we have a free kids buffet coupon. And I go, sure. And then he goes, it's like 19 something. It was like more than it should have been. And I was like,
wow.
I was like, well, I got the text today saying that you guys are doing the $5.99 each for adults. And he goes, oh, well, if you want the five or the $4.99 buffets, I can't give you the kids meal for free. I'm like, so I kind of explained to him. I was like, so if I get the free kids, I got to pay the $9 for two adults each. And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, why would I do that when I could pay $4.99 pay $3 for a kid's one? He goes, oh yeah, that's right. I don't know what I was really thinking.
You are.
That's why he works at a pizza place.
You are a bargain shopper.
Well,
I've noticed that
about
you.
The reason I went in because it was $4.99 for adults.
Yeah. Still that Peter
so
Piper.
Why wouldn't it?
Right.
No, it's called I'm not going to give him a free shit.
Yeah,
I'm not giving him. I'm telling so we could go there and ride on him.
No, it's not them.
No.
Oh.
But you just gave them a free.
Yeah,
I've been trying to sell to them too.
Free advertisement.
No, so
I would love a Peter Piper sponsorship.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We don't have a pizza sponsorship.
I can get one. There's this girl in there. She'd be liking me. She would not go in there with my kids. She'd be trying to look at
free
me
tokens?
And bat the eyeballs and stuff.
I need. You can get the ski ball tokens. I'll take the pizza.
All right, there we go.
I'll take the pizza.
I'll get the free drink.
I'm glad you brought a food before we go to break, because we're up on a break here. You heard the news about McDonald's and this Fitbit watch or fitness
tracker
that's in a Happy Meal. I don't know about you, but it ain't too often, Orly, that when I think McDonald's, I think fitness.
Or healthy.
So is this, this is kind of dumb.
It's a gimmick.
Because I guess the reason why McDonald's was putting in their Happy Meals fitness trackers.
Yep.
And what was happening is that people were getting the fitness trackers. Number one, McDonald's is known for having all their little toys that go in their Happy Meals come from overseas. There's, yeah. I mean, they're cheap. They last. If the toy from a Happy Meal lasts your kid the card ride home from McDonald's, you got to win. You know what I mean? But the complaint was is that people were getting rashes from the plastic under the Fitbit.
Yeah, or I saw that.
It's not a Fitbit. Is it a Fitbit?
No, it's like a kid's version of a Fitbit, but it's a fitness track. Same thing. It takes the steps.
Was irritating their skin, so they decided to pull it out.
Yeah, I went to get them for my kids, and good thing I didn't, because they would have had burnt skin hands.
Yep. Why would they even consider putting a fitness something anyway? Isn't a Happy Meal like 3,000 calories?
Yeah, but I think, for instance, I have a Fitbit. Boom, as you can see right there.
Yeah,
my kids are always trying to take it off me.
Boom,
so maybe
bam.
It's kind of like, hey, we'll let kids give them the kids because their parents have them. And maybe it teaches them to be healthy. Like, hey, they're going to want to walk more because, like me, I get competitive. And I'm like, I only got this many steps. Let me go outside and take a quick lap. So maybe they think kids, they're eating bad. They're like, hey, we're going to feed them something bad. Let's at least let them exercise.
Could you imagine how many steps a kid takes in a day?
More than me.
You know what I'm saying?
They run around like crazy.
They're little dude, if I know you run and you walk and you climb mountains and hills and beans and eat, you know, roots and berries. I would love.
Today's my 3 month anniversary. No meat.
Oh, congratulations! I hope you guys.
Today's my 3 month anniversary. Give it out meat.
I was wondering why there were so many tacos. I would love to see how many steps your kid takes in like just one day. Throw that Fitbit on his ankle.
How many miles do you
think? It's too big to go around his wrist, but throw it on his ankle and just let him spider monkey all over.
I'll do that.
How many miles do you think they'll walk in a day?
A couple, at least. A couple miles, probably. He runs around like crazy nonstop. We have an extra one. I'll put it on him.
You know, because when I think about kids with Fitbits, I always ask myself, if I could walk 500 miles.
Then I could walk 500 more. To the beat of a man who walks 500 miles.
All right, folks. When we get back, it's new listener alert time.
Yep, that's it is.
And then Lil D is probably going to be able to get in on this. The kiss of death on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Let me get in.
The kiss of death on Facebook. So let's take a quick break. When we get back, new listener alert and the kiss of death on Facebook. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back. They say
I'm caught up in a dream. I'm Ryan Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
At FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. If I don't open up my
eyes, so that's fine by me. All right, everybody, Fat Guy Radio Show. We tell you about it all the time, and I'm talking about Amazon. And Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's the easiest way to access Amazon while supporting this free show. Amazon has everything you can possibly need delivered free in 2 days with Amazon Prime. Amazon, through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon, encourage you to create your wedding registry. Make it easy on your wedding attendees that desire to bring you a gift with a wedding registry. Create it through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon or by clicking the special wedding registry banner on our website. Shop now, shop often, and bookmark FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. It's so easy, they put a smile on the box. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show. For those of you that are just maybe joining us on live stream, Lip, I feel like I'm yelling. Maybe joining us here on live stream, I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Orly sitting across from me, and our executive producer, Philippius, and my little brother, Little D, just popped in on this. And like we teased before we went to break, it is the part of the show that we love so much where we spotlight a lot of our new listeners, and that is the New Listener Alert. New Listener Alert!
Hear ye, hear ye!
Got dang it, ride his level. All right, Orly, who's our new listener?
We got Sal out in Chandler.
Sal!
We got Tim Moore in Lake Tahoe.
Tim, ooh, Lake Tahoe.
We got people all over.
Hey, Lake Tahoe. We got, you got a boat, Tim? Hit me up.
We got Martha in Phoenix, which was on the live feed earlier.
Hey, Martha. Yeah, I talked to Martha
She's
earlier.
Out in a Phoenix. Cynthia and Chris out in Queen Creek.
Queen Creek had that beautiful storm cloud that looked like an explosion. Did you see that on the social media?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, out there in Queen Creek. It was really interesting. I'll have to find it.
We got Sarah out in Hanford, California.
Patty. Isn't that your old stopping grounds, Hanford, Connecticut?
Yeah, that is. Connecticut. Patty and Buckeye.
Buckeye.
Buckeye,
Arizona.
Only Buckeye. There's only one Buckeye.
No, what about the Buckeyes in Ohio? Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh, and then some of these people that were on the live feed, I'm going to go ahead and name them out because we had a lot of people that were having fun with us on that.
Yeah, are they listeners?
Yeah,
though?
They're listening.
Or are they
some
live
of these are,
stream
they're
viewers?
They're listening. They said they're going to listen. Let me go.
Wasn't one Steven?
Steven? Yeah.
Steven Colbert.
I called him Steven Colbert. It's totally proof that we're brothers, even though I'm smarter than you.
Justin.
Timberlake.
Justin. Siobhan. Siobhan's going to listen.
Hey, Siobhan is back. We heard her. We've heard from her last week.
Oh,
didn't we?
With the Vans.
Can we talk
about
Siobhan?
Here last
week.
I don't think it was Siobhan last week. We weren't here last week.
I was.
Wait, what was you doing?
That's
here?
It. Hey, that's all of them.
What's this finger right here?
Lil D, do you have anybody listening?
Yep.
Nope.
I do. Can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
These nuts.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's our new listener. New listener! We love you guys so much. If you are a new listener, please reach out to us on social media, on Facebook, facebook.com/FatGuyRadioShow, or on Twitter, twitter.com/FatGuyRadioShow, and let us know.
Instagram.
Instagram as well.
We're on the other, Snapchat?
And we're on Tumblr, even though nobody knows the Tumblr password.
Or the username.
None of you guys know it.
If you find us, let us know.
I think somebody created it.
And a fake one?
I think so. Because when you Google search us, when we do our little web metrics, it pops up that Fat Guy Radio Show has a Tumblr. And maybe there's some naked pictures of me on there.
Maybe Anthony did it.
I won't be looking for that.
Anthony. Totally was Anthony. That had to be Anthony.
Was he snapping pictures of you again?
Probably so. At least he didn't. He should have woke me up this time. All right. Anyway, speaking of weird relationships... Orly, you're married.
I'm married.
Happily.
Yep.
Philippius' life is over.
Happily.
I am a professional single man.
I don't know how you do it.
I've been doing it for 30 years.
He just slang weenie all over town, and that's it. To come right back home to no kids, no wife, nothing.
It's a very, very short sling, but I do sling it. But here's the thing. It's called the kiss of death. And no, I'm not talking about a vampire or anything.
Maybe.
But it's called the kiss of death to a relationship. Going Facebook official. Have you heard of this, Lil D?
Nope.
Okay. Orly, have you heard of this?
Kind of, but I'm going to hear your take on it.
Philippius, what about you?
Not that. I've heard the tattoo thing, but...
Okay. Well, this is something like that. Going Facebook official is known as the kiss of death because when people announce on Facebook that they are in a committed relationship with someone else, the relationship ends quickly thereafter.
Is it like a new relationship thing? Or are you saying
Here's the thing. It could be, I have known people that have been dating someone for years. And then when they put it on Facebook that they're official, the relationship goes awry.
Official. What's considered putting it official?
When you literally change your relationship status on Facebook as in a relationship with blank. Like your Facebook probably says married to Lil D or whatever.
Actually, mine just says, I don't know how I did it, but mine just says married. I don't need all these wackos listening to
That's very true. And they are wackos, even me. Or they won't even let me meet his wife. You basically literally put up on Facebook in a relationship with, and then you tag that person in, and their name appears there in the about section on your front Facebook page, and it lets all your friends know. It sends out a post that says, Corey just updated his relationship status to in a relationship with blah, blah, blah.
I'm checking little D's right now. I'm going to see.
That way?
Yeah, I'm going to look at little D's.
Yeah, look what mine say.
Yours probably say it's complicated.
No, mine say I got 565 pending posts. I'll really be out here like that.
No, you don't.
His says married to, and it has the name.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So what's that mean? I don't even know how I got there. So I assume.
But
she
put that there. They could put it, but you have to accept it. So you accepted it.
Yeah, you had
to. No, I don't know how.
It'll usually say such and such said they're in a relationship with you. Would you like to approve? And then you have to, unless you went in your phone and clicked the for you.
Your wife has your password though, doesn't she?
Yeah, she has all my stuff because she done erased some stuff out here, like girls that she didn't like.
She's
like, who was that?
We talked about that early. Yeah, she polices his Facebook page.
So I mean,
okay, but here's the thing.
But
I'm married to. Is different than in a relationship.
This
curse is attached to Orly. Were you nervous for a minute?
No, because mine's been like that.
I mean, yeah, because if we ain't got to be, this has been like this since the day I got it. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He's all serious. This is the most serious. This is the most serious I've ever seen.
I know.
Him.
He's like, is my marriage over? No.
There's probably some guys that hate their girlfriends right now that are like in a relationship.
right. Seen it feel. So we go put that.
But they say, and now I'm not saying that it happens every time, but when they put in a relationship with person, it makes it worldwide. And relationships are doomed from that point. A friend of mine just went through it himself. He has been dating this girl for about a year. And then when he finally goes, quote unquote, and I'm using finger quotations, Facebook official, 2 weeks later, the relationship is over.
See, but you got to be careful because there's crazy girls out there. And I know you and guys that will see that and might be like let's say. Let's say little D says, like, in a relationship with blah, blah, blah. And then, like, a couple days later, he posts a picture. And there's going to be girls that say, oh, he's in a relationship now? Oh, you look so cute. Like, they'll do it on purpose to try to make your girl.
Try to stir
it. And
Lil D,
people like that out
Lil
there.
D has experienced problems with all Facebook that stuff. Messages
I've
and stuff.
I've experienced all that stuff.
Well, what about the – I've heard a lot of people also saying the people that get annoying that, like in a relationship with, and they do it like 10 times a year. Like it's like, again, there was somebody again?
Yeah, I think those are attention
getters. Oh, they're what you call hosts.
Those are attention getters. Okay, let's take a quick break right here. I got another level of this because you guys are both in committed marriages. You're both, well, Orly, you're happily married. Little D is married by happenstance.
not my choice.
No, it was our attorney's decision.
Right, yeah, I know.
So let's take a quick break right here. And I got another caveat. On the other side of this, and then I got a really quick special mention that I want to get in on the show. All right, you're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. Be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This segment of the show is brought to you by a featured Amazon product. We've never done this before, but this is a featured Amazon product, and I'm talking about a book titled The Lost Art by Sydney Justin, friend of the show. You've heard him on these airwaves several times before, and he's the lead singer of the Motown Miracles, and he is also a former NFL Super Bowl championship winner. Sydney Justin has released a book chronicling his experience in the NFL. Born in New Orleans and raised in South Central Los Angeles, Sydney Justin comes from a very talented and athletic family. Sydney signed with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, next the Buffalo Bills, and finally the Indianapolis Colts. Unfortunately, a neck injury ended his career after only 5 seasons. This book, available exclusively in paperback, The Lost Art, will change the lives of many athletes. For anyone who loves sports, if you coach a team, if you're part of a team, or you just love reading like I do, The Lost Art is a book for you. Get it now through the special banner button on fatguyradioshow.com. The Lost Art, The Lost, L-O-S-T, Art by Sydney Justin. If you know anyone that is remotely connected to the NFL or to sports, you'll want to get your hands on this book, and it's a very easy read. So Sydney reached out to me personally. He says, Corey, can we get this on your show? I said, Sydney, anything for you? He's been an amazing champion for Fat Guy Radio Show and what I've done on mic and off. So I'm definitely throwing some love at Sydney Justin. Again, ladies and gentlemen, go to Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com. The Lost Art by Sydney Justin. And we thank you in advance for doing so. Okay.
Wait a second.
Yes.
So before he was a singer, he was a football player?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know
that. He is a Super Bowl ring wearing.
So
football player.
The Miracles became after the fact he was a football player?
The Miracles came after. Yeah, but he's always studied music. You know, we should probably have him back on the show. Or you haven't had a chance to meet him.
I haven't.
Let's try to get him back on the show.
What I'm trying to hit on hit on my girl when we was doing
show. Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, he was like
probably Cordell.
He was like the one the light skinned one, he was like, hey, how you doing, man?
That's Cordell. Like, that's Cordell. Cordell is a ladies man.
She was like, yeah. She was not going for it. She get the best.
Let's see if we can go do a live taping with him at home.
Who?
Sydney.
Okay.
Or I'll call him and see. All right, this Facebook official thing, because it's all tied into relationships, and it's really, really, really interesting to me. Here's the thing that a lot of people are speculating as to why going Facebook official ruins relationships. Because of the public involvement to making the announcement that you're in a relationship. Like you said, Orly, like you alluded to, all of your friends, all your family members, and everybody now has their eyes on this announcement that you made. Because telling all of your friends and family on Facebook that you're in a relationship, that probably adds some level of pressure because you've got some friends that know you in a certain way and you've got some family members that know you in a certain way. So by making that type of an announcement, it could be those two worlds colliding plus the additional pressure of that person's friends and family as well. Do you think that that probably plays a part in the fact that there's pressure behind posting the official notification that you're in a relationship?
Yeah, I would say yeah. I think people, yeah, for sure. Because you have all the people knowing now that you're in a relationship and they're going to start. You're going to get the friends that don't want you in a relationship. Because there's people out there that don't like their friends to get in relationships. They're going to start calling you up. Hey, dude, let's go out here. Let's go do this. And
sure. I experienced that because it sucks with all of my friends that get into relationships. They get into relationships, and then guess what? They have no time to do anything else. I've said it on the show, Lip, and I know you don't like me to say it because it gets you all worked up and upset, but it's very, very true. What happens is that men, lackluster, no backbone men, lose their entire lives.
Hold on.
And their entire identity in their women.
Let's get this out.
And they don't blame, but they don't blame. They don't want their girl to be blamed. Then
they don't want their girl to be blamed.
No, it's not that. It's just I don't really feel like going out lately or.
Right. Yeah. Like all of a sudden you don't have time or, you know, I got to do this with the girl. I got to do this because you lose your entire identity in women. And that is one of the reasons. Exactly. That is one of the reasons why I will, one, never marry. Sorry, Mom. And two, if I'm going to be in a committed relationship with anybody, she's going to have to be from the 1800s. Because all of this here that they be doing, I want to do this. I think you should do this. You don't come on. You always at the radio station. You talk about all this. That'd be five across the eyes. Shut the hell up.
So we need to find you Helen Keller?
You need to find me a Helen Keller. Deaf, blind, and mute.
Now, I'm going
to
have sex with that.
She's deaf, blind, and mute, little D. You can do whatever. Pick an orifice.
I bet I still make a screen. She's going to be picking up more.
Pick an orifice.
Hey, now hold on, let's get to the bottom of this. So, Lip, are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Do you not see Corey anymore? Do you not go to buy his house? Because I've been noticing little subliminal shots at you through the radio. Let me, can you tell me what's been going on?
Are you Facebook official?
How does it make you feel?
Don't know.
Let
me check.
No, you're not.
He's not.
You're not. Know.
How long have you been in this relationship?
It'll be a year.
So you don't get no time with Corey anymore?
Well, that was before that too. So
yeah. So this ain't nothing new, little dude.
Oh, so you just how does it make you feel that he's in a relationship, Corey?
Well, the thing is that I have now completed 72 weeks of counseling, so I'm over it.
Yeah, so she ain't gonna take you from the show, is she? She ain't gonna give it to you so good. Lip gonna be like, you know what? You're right, baby. I ain't got to go to that show no more. I don't got to produce a good show
that
over 500,000
she
countries.
Would take Lip from the show? Lip, earmuffs. Hold on. Earmuffs. I'd kill her.
And I help you.
I'd erase her entire genealogy off the planet.
And I help her. I help her.
All right, Lip,
body.
You can put your headphones
on. She actually encourages me to come to the show.
Oh, okay. I like her.
She actually is very supportive of the show. I have met her. I think she's a very lovely young woman.
She got a big boob.
And you know what? At the end of the day, even though
dude, she got a big booty. Answer the question.
I've not
she does.
Okay, thank you, Lip. I could not have answered that.
I mean, show it to me. How you do that? You know you don't see her booty before? Show me a picture, Lip.
We'll start the real show.
Your own prize.
I got my own bra, but I'm saying, you see mine, let me see yours.
We're still talking about girls, right?
Well, we,
sword fight. No.
but anyway, he yes, and out of respect for my friendship with Philippius, I don't bitch about it much. I'd make little barbs every once in a while, but I understand I'm not number one anymore. He can't make me number one. So here I am alone on this island. I sure as hell ain't gonna
get all between me and Corey.
So you can't get a new bestie?
Are you number two on his list now?
Hey, does she listen to does he listen to the show?
No.
Number three?
Sometimes. She's not allowed to listen to the show.
Why? He don't say nothing.
No girl, none of our significant others are allowed to listen to
I know, especially their damn friends.
Your wife definitely sure as hell can't listen to this show.
Especially their damn friends. Yeah, but her friends do. Yeah. Girl, let me tell you what he said today.
His same thing is hanging out.
Yeah. He said that he gave it to her. I heard that the whole night. I'm like,
if they're shopping, you know, sponsors, they can say whatever they want. Okay, so let me ask you this, little D, about Facebook Official.
Yeah.
Do you think it's all superstition? That people are saying, once you do this, your relationship is doomed. Do you think it's superstition?
It might be superstitions, and it might be super kids, super sister, calificious, espadidocious.
All right, well, put your teeth back in your mouth. This next question, Lil D, is really.
What about Weedy? Can I leave it out?
I really wrote this question for you, Lil D.
All right, give it to me.
Do you think that people claiming that going Facebook Official ruins a relationship is their reserved way of ending the relationship when they fall out of like or out of love?
I think it's a good excuse.
Damn, I mean, write some good questions.
You do.
I know.
I'd use it.
How long do you think on that one?
It could be.
Two minutes.
So you're saying they use it. So let's say he's been with this girl for 2 years.
Yep.
And all of a sudden he's like, man, I'm getting tired of her. And then he puts in a relationship that late down the road just to use that as an excuse?
That's the probability. Here it is. If he knows or learns that after 2 years in a relationship is starting to go sour, he's starting to become bored and doesn't want to be with her anymore, but then yet he doesn't have the balls to step up and say that I don't want to be in the relationship anymore, and then he learns of this Facebook Official curse and he puts it on Facebook, what he's saving is face in front of his friends that knows he's in a relationship. So when they see him go Facebook Official and then a few weeks later it's over, now he has the platform to stand on and say, it was the Facebook Official curse, man. I don't know what went wrong. It was just a Facebook Official. But when in honesty, deep down inside, he used that just as a shroud of what the real problem was, which is that they just grew apart. I'm really just devil's advocating.
Or it could be a guy that started this whole rumor just so girls and his girl and other girls might start saying, no, don't put in a relationship on your Facebook.
That's very true, too.
It might be a guy. That's true. And then they're trying to work the system there.
They could. But
so I guess damned if you do, damned if you don't. Goddamn.
it's crazy. And it literally, I won't mention who it happened to because they asked me not. I'll tell you off the air. They asked me not to mention their name on the show, but they went Facebook Official. And two days later, it was
guy
over.
Or girl?
Guy.
Did they get dumped?
I don't know who dumped who, but it's over. But then again, I kind of discredit my friend a little bit because his relationships in the past have been like a really, really slow game of ping pong.
Mm-hmm. Also like mine's.
Yeah. No, yours has been pretty steady. Our attorney said it had to be.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like he's on, he's off, they're on, okay. They're off, they're love, they're hate, love and marriage. It's an institute, like a horse and carriage. But anyway. I found this very interesting. I'm not Facebook Official. I did go Facebook Official one time.
With who?
Jake.
You see where that went. He went and did out another show.
And 2 weeks later, he was on a different network. But anyway, it's a very interesting thing.
I got a question.
Please.
You posted a couple days ago, get to know us, and you posted a picture of all of us. Are you trying to make that where we drop off the planet all of a sudden?
No, I didn't put
that. Yeah. Are you trying to pull a curse? Is that a curse? Are you trying to throw the curse down on us?
No, that's not a curse. I get Facebook messages about who's Orly. Who's Philippius? Those are our little quick bios.
Do you ever get anything about me?
No.
Damn it.
Nope. You know what we get about you?
What?
Uninvitations.
My penis size?
Uninvitations. I do get that. I'm sorry, but damn it, I do. On Twitter. I get after this show next week, I will probably have at least two people. All right. So real quick before we go, I have to mention this, and this is a little bit of a serious moment. On my blog, there is a posting called The Big Outside. And friends of mine from Banner Health, Cardin's Children's Medical Center, reached out to me. And Orly, you and I, you have children, and you know how important it is to, you know, maintain their health.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've ever had any experience at Cardin's Medical Center. It's kind of out there in the East Valley. But anyway, I've worked with Banner Health on many media things, hosting job fairs with them down at the University of Phoenix Stadium. I've shot a couple of commercials with them and done some emceeing gigs, the Candlelight Capers, which is a huge fundraiser for the neuroscience unit at Banner University Medical Center in downtown Phoenix. Well, they are raising money once again, and they came to me and they asked me to mention this. So this is just a special mention for them. I'm not charging them for this. But they are Banner's Health, Cardin's Children's Medical Center, located in the East Valley, that's Mesa, Arizona, is raising money to build the Big Outside. And what the Big Outside is this outside playground for a lot of their cancer children and any child that's going to spend time in their hospital to have an outside healing area. Now, at many of Banner Health's hospitals in the five states that they're in, they have this thing called a healing garden. Well, this is the version of a healing garden for the kids.
Okay.
They don't really have a play area for it. So there is a video up on this post. It's featured on After the Levels right now, afterthelevels.com. Take a moment. I'm not asking you to make a donation or anything of that nature. Take a moment and just look at the amazing idea. This is a concept of the Big Outside, which is, you see a concept drawing. They were generous enough to send me this information. They shared it with me and AZ Central and Fox 10. And I was honored that I was included on their media release. But check it out. It's a worthy cause. You know how much my heart bleeds for anything that comes with children.
Yeah.
We've worked with lots of organizations with children. We started, and that's what we do. And we've been really looking to get behind an organization like this. So Banner Health, Cardin's Children's Medical Center on afterthelevels.com. Check out this feature. Watch that video. And if you're moved and you're in that realm to give a donation to that here, please do so. There's a link up there as well. But we thank Banner Health. And I am honored by them just including us in on that. So it's a very
hospital. We had both kids there.
Really? I didn't know that.
And the garden thing you're talking about, is that like the outside area with like green plants?
It's outside in the
green plants. I was wondering what that was. Little benches and stuff.
This is going to be even bigger on the other side of the hospital.
Oh, cool.
This is going to be even larger. And there's a schematic drawing on After the Levels as well. But as a kid that I grew up, and I don't know if I ever shared this on the show, but growing up as a kid myself, you know, I was in and out of the hospital as a younger age fighting asthma. So I understand what these kids are going through. And my heart always goes out to them when I hear of, you know, and I know cancer and asthma are on different ends of the spectrum, but still being in a hospital is scary. And this, the Big Outside, that Banner Health at Cardin's Children's Medical Center is this idea is to kind of alleviate some of that fear that a child deals with. And there's a very cute video that they put together. And, you know, I was moved by tears when I was watching the video, but it's a fun, loving video. And if you ever get a chance and you're out here in Arizona, out in the East Valley, Mesa, Arizona, just drive by that hospital. It almost looks like Disneyland for hospitals. They do such an amazing job out there to try to make the child comfortable. But designing and implementing the Big Outside is just going to take it to the next level. And it's all about the kids. So, all right, well, check that out if you get a chance. Thank you guys so much.
Question of the week. We'll do it next week.
Yeah, we'll do Facebook question
so
of the week.
That
yeah,
are
we're out of. Oh, we are really out of time.
We'll check it out next.
We are. Oh, yeah, people. I apologize for that. We'll definitely get to Facebook question of the week next week. Lil D kind of came in and just kind of railroaded the
you know,
show,
like I do. I had to come bring it back to life.
And you bring it back to life, back to reality. All right, that's it. All right, we'll do Facebook question of the week next week. Once again, thank you. Sorry to Justin Bieber. We gave his time to Kim today. So we'll try to get to him next week. Today's show was brought to you by, I can't hear that lip at all. Our show is brought to you by Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Expect more, pay less at Target through the banner ad on our website or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Our website design is provided by Elite web management for corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show. It's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Find and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And as always, the video portion of this show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. Fat Guy Radio Show is radio you can see. Have a business, product, or event advertised on this show? Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com. Spots are available now. Don't forget to download and share our new free app available exclusively in the iTunes App Store or by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/app from your Apple mobile device or tablet. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog. Subscribe today at afterthelevels.com/subscribe. Afterthelevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blaze. Thank you again to Kim from TLC's Toddlers and Tiaras. Make sure that you catch it on Wednesday night at On TLC. Check your local listing, or you can catch up on past episodes on TLC.com. For our executive producer, Fallipius.
Yes.
And Orly.
Hey.
And Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
Yes.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. And tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you, what is it all about? Take off your tolerant tiara's tiara and simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week if Fallipius lives to see it. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Tallers, tiaras, tiaras.
Hey, it's Orly, back to remind everyone about shopping Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through the Amazon icon on the new Fat Guy Radio Show app. It's where I go to do all my online shopping, so be like me and the rest of the guys on the show. Shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through our new show app. See ya!